How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Michelle, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Yay, thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. How did you find me? How did you find Organize 365?
I think I stumbled on your podcast, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, and It just didn't take me long to just go all in. Like, I literally probably bought the all access package within a few months. I didn't do any of your free things. Like, I didn't know you even had free things until after I bought the all access. I was just like, this is it. I am in. Let's do this. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, if you guys are wondering where the free stuff is, I just reorganized the website menu and there's a thing that says free. So if you're listening, you're like, she has free stuff. There's actually a tab for that now. Who knows if it'll stay there. I rearranged the website like I rearranged my house.
Right. No, you should.
So who lives with you and your family?
So it's my husband, Wayne, and we have a kitty cat named Harrison who's currently sleeping right now because, you know, it's a cat.
Yeah. Let's hope Hunter stays asleep is all I have to say. So what made you decide to start to get organized, you know, 4 or 5 years ago?
I think I just sort of reached that point in my life where, you know, my work was progressively getting more and more busy. Mm-hmm. And my personal life was just getting a little bit more out of control. Mm-hmm. And my home was not organized. My work was not organized. I just felt a little out of control. And I'm like, I'm at an age where this should not be happening. I should have control of my life. I don't even have children. I have no excuse. So I knew it was time. And it, you know, you have to know your personality. And listening to your podcast, I knew our personalities meshed. And I knew that I would listen to you.
Yay. Winning.
Right. So, yeah. It's still a struggle. Don't, you know, it's still a struggle.
Yeah, I do agree. Like, I think that if I had to put one word, like I'm doing all this brand building stuff and they're like, what do people want who come to Organize 365? And I'm like, they want control over something, anything. Like their world just feels like it's, yeah. Okay, fine. Then I'm going to decide where the underwear is going to go and I'm going to put it here. And I made a decision.
Yeah. My spice drawer.
Yes. And
the rest of it, I don't know. Yeah. And you know, it ebbs and flows. Like, honest to God, if you could see my office right now, I just came back from a major trade show in Las Vegas. It's really bad. So
but you get it back together.
Yeah. And yeah. Someday.
And I think the second thing you said is really important too. Like you gelled with me, like you cannot learn from someone who annoys you or who isn't on your same wavelength or, you know, like you just,
or you don't,
there
trust.
Has to be a connection.
Yeah. I mean, you are of a certain age and I am of a certain age that I
that
trust
Michelle
you.
Will not mention apparently.
Right? And yep. I listen to podcasts from like, cause I'm, you know, I said I was in social media and I do some stuff with influencers. And so I listen to podcasts with these influencers and they're like, they're very young.
Yeah.
And I can't listen to them anymore. It's really bad to say, but you have to, like I said, you have to know your personality.
Yeah. So. 100%. Yeah, I totally agree. So do you remember what time of year it was?
It was definitely fall. Okay. And I know, you know, obviously I started in the kitchen. And I've done at least 3 or 4 rounds. And I have to say that kitchen is on point. It is done.
What does your husband say about your kitchen?
Yeah, he's not in there. I'm the main cook person. Yeah. You know, so yeah, he has no, and actually I want to remodel the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we bought this house like 8-9 years ago. And he goes, you said this was your dream kitchen. I'm like, yeah, 8-9 years ago is my dream kitchen. Now I have
good
a new
point.
Dream.
Good point. Okay. I'm so glad you said that, because we have lived in this house for 24 years. This was obviously the dream house we bought. I wanted this house because I would be able to have babies here and I could gate it off and be like this big
playmate.
That worked. Yeah. And it turns out to be great that we have 1,000 square feet finished in the basement, because that's Abby's zoo/apartment. But yeah, all of 2019, I was buying new furniture, did repainting, and now I'm looking. A lot of my friends are buying new houses, you know, ranch houses, all that. I'm like, I really don't want to spend that kind of money on a new house. Like, I don't really need a new house. I'm like, but I keep upgrading this one because I don't know, I'm of a certain age. I just want what I want.
Yep. So yeah. we're stuck on that right now, him and I, but we'll see. I was told last week that I'm an alpha female. So we'll see what happens with this conversation.
I resemble that remark.
We
went and saw a comedian, and him and his wife were there, and she was selling t-shirts after that said alpha chick on it. And I bought one. And I bought a medium, but I don't know, it's like a medium for a Barbie doll or something, because it would not fit an 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
Like, well, I ate too many onion rings for that shirt, so I got rid of the shirt. Greg is like, you're going to buy the t-shirt? I'm like, yeah, what? I'm an alpha chick.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think that's a shock to anybody listening.
Right. If you own your own business, you're probably an alpha.
There's your sign.
Yeah.
So when's the first time you noticed something was organized that was not organized before?
Well, I mentioned my spice drawer. I mean, that thing, I love my spice drawer now. And I knew it was a problem. Like, I had it above the microwave, because that's where my mom had her spice drawer, was above the stove, you know, above the microwave. And I knew that wasn't right. I knew that was bad for your spices, but, you know.
Even I was thinking, the non-cooker was thinking, that can't be right. That can't be where you're supposed to keep those. I never use them, but I'm pretty sure that's not where they go.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense. So I went into the Facebook group and I'm like, okay, you guys, what are you all doing with your spice drawer? And I mean, it was a really popular, this was a couple of years ago. It was a really popular post.
Yeah.
And people had a lot of great ideas. And I eventually just cleaned out another pull-out drawer and bought on Amazon some nice little racks for my spices. And it's amazing. I love it. And then above the refrigerator, above the stove, I just have kind of things that can stay up there, kind of random things.
But. Instead of in a drawer, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, when I was professionally organizing people who cooked, I was amazed, first of all, and amazed at how many spices. So like I used to do Wild Tree. I don't think Wild Tree exists anymore, but you have all the spices, all the oils. And if you put them on any of those stair stacker things inside of the cabinet, like who designed that? What's the point?
Right.
So you could see all the caps. You don't know what any of them are. I never understood that organizer. It's the worst organizer.
I love the drawer because you pull it out.
The drawer is perfect. They're all right there. They're all in order. You can read them. You can grab what you need. It goes right back in like a puzzle piece.
Yep.
But most people don't have enough drawer space to do it. But that is my favorite way to organize.
Okay, well, here's how I made a drawer space. So I had a drawer space that was full of takeout menus. Hello, do we need that anymore in 2020?
I do. Just ship them to me.
Well, it was like takeout menus. It was kitty toys. And it was warranty manuals. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, no, you don't need this.
So now my warranty manuals are in your binders.
Good girl.
Thank you very much. So it was very easy for me to create that drawer.
Yeah. Or if you're thinking, I usually say take away the utensil crock. And the reason I say to take the utensil crock off of the kitchen counter is because you saw your mom do it, and that's where you thought, and you never think that could be in a drawer. But if you're thinking, well, I'd rather have the utensils on the counter because I want a spice drawer, change it up. People do that. Like, you could do whatever you want. You're allowed to do it your own way.
Oh, and the drink station. That was another thing I learned from you in the group.
Yes.
I told you my kitchen's on point. Like, seriously, the rest of the house. But my kitchen, love it. But now I want to remodel it. But, you know, whatever.
Okay, well, I'll give you one tip. We remodeled ours, and I put in that spice cabinet where you can, like, open the door, and then you open this other door so the spice is front and back and in the back. Don't get it.
Okay.
I'd rather have a spice drawer. And now I have this silly cabinet that can only be used for spices.
And it's empty.
I don't like it. No, it's got the spices. In it. We have spices everywhere. I don't like how our spices are organized. I wish I just had a drawer.
Yeah.
So I got all of the fancy cabinets, but that one I wish I had.
Someone told you that you needed it or whatever.
No, I just went through the catalog, every single organizational catalog possible. I picked them all out. I designed my own kitchen. I went into Lowe's 30 minutes before. Have you not heard this story?
No.
30 minutes before closing. And I said, I want to design my kitchen. She goes, okay, you need to make an appointment for that. I said, well, can I just show you what I have at least? And I get out the graph paper and the perfectly measured and laid out. And then my list of all the cabinets I want. She goes, sit down. You sit down. And in 30 minutes, we had it all fleshed out. And yeah, I have the kick plate drawers that come out of nowhere. Like I have all of the things, but do not get the spice cabinet. I don't like it.
Duly noted.
Yeah, keep your drawers. Get an extra drawer. So,
okay.
What has happened since you started this journey of organizing that you didn't expect to happen?
I think about it a lot, which is really weird. Like you think about being organized, you know, like you just in your mind, like you're processing, I guess.
Yes.
It's weird.
I find that I have a hard time wasting time because I know what productivity is. And I'm like, do I really want to spend 5 minutes on that? Or like, I'll be like, well, I could go downstairs and get that and come back up, but that's wasting time. I should like, I'm always trying to save time.
Oh, I'm always stacking. Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, okay, Lisa, just do it. Like stop with the, you know, you have all day. I'm like, nope, that's inefficient.
Well, if you read those books by
Laura Vanderkamp.
Laura Vanderkamp. If you read those books, because you recommended them, so I read them. That changes your whole mindset on time.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I know. I know. You just can't go back to like, oh, I didn't have any time. You're like, nope, I have 168 hours. And these people are like raising 18 people with 3 jobs and I can do it too. Like, it really does make you realize this limiting belief you had that there's not enough time is false. It's just totally false.
And then the one about people who say that they work 50, 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah, and that's not true either.
Stop, you don't.
I know. I thought I did. I clearly do not. So the first one is called 168 hours. You have more time than you think. And the other one we're talking about is I Know How She Does It. Oh, favorite book. I love that.
Yeah. Everyone should read them. They're really good. It'll change.
I think they should be required reading.
Yeah, they should.
They do. They change. We're so bombarded by the messages in the media and popular culture and social media, and whoever thinks they're an expert and can get a Twitter account or now Instagram account makes you think that these things are true and they're factually not true. And then once you realize that, it's like you can't unsee it. Sorry. Not sorry.
I think what it is it's priorities, and people don't understand. I don't know if like they don't understand how they're prioritizing their life, perhaps. And that's why like I did the All Access, because I'm like, I know this is a priority. I'm putting it first. This is important to me. And if you would rather watch Netflix or just sit here and scroll on your Instagrams all day, you're making that a priority, people. You
and
just
I do
need
do
to be
that.
Aware.
But I do it after, you know, I do it after 7 o'clock. So right. I know I've already gotten the first
big
rocks done.
You structure it.
I do. And I think that we all have priorities. It's just that some of us are picking it and some of us, our priorities are happening to us.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Our priorities are priorities somebody else gave us. You know, I don't like this when people talk about your email inbox and they say, don't do email inbox in the beginning because of the day, because then you are doing somebody else's priority for your day other than you. I don't agree. I go through my email inbox first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Yeah.
But there is truth to that, in that if you will respond to an email because it came in your email inbox, that is adding that to your to-do list and prioritizing it. And often, if I have an email in there that I won't handle and it's just there over and over and over again, it's because I want to say no, but I don't know how to say no nicely, or is there another way I could do this?
Telling you something, yeah.
Yes, that I am making, and finally, I'm getting a little bit better, where I just say, well, that's really just not a priority for me right now. It's a great opportunity, just not for me right now. It's hard. I have a hard time saying no.
Yeah. Yep. I understand.
But if you say yes to everybody else, you're saying no to yourself.
Right.
So prioritizing is saying yes to you. Have you had any unexpected events come up while you've been organizing?
Not, Not really. You know, I just start and stop, which again is why I bought the All Access. I knew, don't put me in a box. Don't tell me that I only have 30 days to complete this because it ain't going to happen. So I don't respond well to veiled threats. So yeah, I just nothing truly unexpected other than I knew my personality and I knew I was going to, 4 years later, I'd still be struggling to go through the entire program in one session.
And do you feel guilty about that?
No, not really. No.
Okay, good. Do you know what your Gretchen Rubin tendency is?
No, I don't. I think I'm a combination of a couple, but no.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think I am? You know it. Say it. Say it. What do you?
No, I'm not doing it. No. Take the test. Have Gretchen tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're an obliger because I think you do things that are on your terms, which a lot of organized 365 are obligers. And I don't think you are. So I think this is a good example for someone who's not an obliger and wants to be in, you know, more controller. They're more internally motivated than externally dependent.
Yeah, I was never externally motivated. Like,
yeah,
those MLMs and stuff, and they try to motivate you to get the pink Cadillac. And I'm just like,
I signed up for 31 of them, you know.
I know.
I was a leader in like 7 of them. I'm still in some. You guys don't even know it. It's hilarious. And I'm a leader. I was often the line leader as well. And you know how you had to like wait certain number of days for your turn to be line leader? Don't you think I didn't know when my next time to be line leader was going to be? I knew.
You just love it. You should start your own MLM.
Well, I thought about it. It's way too complicated. I have a certification program instead. No, I can't. I did think about it. I even went to a conference on how to start them and got a lawyer. No, yes, I did, to make sure that I want it, because it was a franchise or direct sales or a license. Yeah. We're a license.
Yeah.
If you have 4 hours, I could tell you exactly why. I've done all the research because I am a questioner.
Yeah, another time.
I'm a questioner, so it was not like I just picked something out of a hat. That's for sure. All right. So what do you think you have more of now?
Definitely awareness.
Explain that.
Well, awareness of my space, awareness of how I'm using my space, awareness of my hours. Thank you, Laura. Not necessarily that I'm using the time any better, but I'm aware of it. And it's not necessarily that I'm using the space any better, but I'm aware of it.
Well, you know that's not true. You know you are. But don't you? Okay, so that's good. You're bringing Laura in. You've been listening to the podcast, you know, since they first started.
Yeah.
You have gotten a lot more out of Organized 365 than just All Access, even though you didn't do the free things. Like, you're following Laura now and you did those. Like, are there other things that I've mentioned, you've taken the quizzes or read the books, have added to this organizational knowledge that you now have?
I think I really got into the binders. So I followed that program. My binders are in my beautiful credenza. Thank you very much. I think, you know, and I've kind of stalled, I would say, the last 3-4 months. I kind of stalled. I don't know why. It probably has to do with my business. My own business is working on stuff right now, but yeah.
It's busy. I don't know. Your other business is busy and growing.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm trying to decide how much I want to grow with my own personal business.
Interesting.
Isn't it what they say? More money, more problems.
Yes. I actually just got off of this from a Voxer. I was on with another business owner. I was like, I'm going to have to get back to you in an hour. Keep talking. I'll be back. I got to go record a podcast. Who, you know, as a team is struggling with the team dynamics are complicated. Have you read the book, Small Giants?
No.
Oh, read the book, Small Giants. It's a great audiobook. And it's about purposely keeping your business small. And then if you want to stay really, really small, there's, I think it's called The Power of One.
Okay. Harvest. That's where I am at. That's kind of where people are like, don't you want to grow? And like one person, I had like a business coaching call and she's like, don't you want to grow and do all this? And we can sell your business for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm like, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Right.
Sorry, you're talking to the wrong person. I'm not your client.
Well, I think it's true. Like, we have the ability today to have our own business and make a substantial income without having to deal. Like, team is not easy.
Right.
Growing a team is expensive emotionally, financially, relationally, migraine-wise. Like, it's not easy, but I love it. I love growing a team. As a matter of fact, we're searching for a new warehouse, probably six times as big as what we have now, and going to sign a bigger lease because Organize 365 is not going anywhere. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be a big thing.
You know what? You're a mentor.
I'm growing that.
Hmm? You like mentoring people.
Yes, I do.
So there's a difference. Yeah. Me and people sometimes are like oil and water. So you know, you have to like people first. And then you can.
But even if you like people, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, it really is not easy growing a business. It's not easy growing a business, period, and a profitable one. And then growing it beyond yourself is a whole different skill set. So yeah, if that's totally, I think a lot of people have figured out how to do their service-based business, their online thing themselves. And they're like, no, you don't have to scale it. And there are a lot of books coming out right now that are saying that, like, stay small, stay one.
Yeah, I'm going to check those out. Here,
yeah, Small Giants. It's not Small Giants. Oh, I haven't read that one yet. She's holding up Marie Forleo's new book. That's on my list.
Literally,
have you read it?
Just finished it. Yep. And I booked, and it's a library book.
I see.
And I booked, earmarked all these pages.
Well, the next person will appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to download that next. That's Marie Forleo's Everything is Figureoutable.
Yeah.
So and Small
everything
Giants
is figureoutable. It's true.
Small Giants is about companies like mine that are purposely slowing the rate of their growth so that you don't grow 100 times in 1 year and startup and Silicon and sell it. And no.
Yeah.
Like, just growing a sustainable company.
Well, I'll check it out.
What do you have less of?
I wish I could say stuff, but that's not true.
You haven't gotten rid of any stuff in 5 years.
Well, no, I mean, okay, here's the deal.
Yeah. Tell us the deal.
You probably have a number in your head of your rate per hour.
Yeah.
So if you say to yourself, I'm going to get rid of this stuff and I'm going to sell it on eBay, right? Or I'm going to do whatever. How long is it going to take me to deal with this and deal with people? And I don't like people and I'm going to have to deal with it. Times how many hours? Just give it to Goodwill, for the love of God.
That's
just
what I did.
Give it to Goodwill.
That's what I did. So are you saying you're having a hard time giving it to Goodwill?
See, yes.
Okay. Do you have any friends sitting around home that need to earn some money that could sell it for you on eBay?
I honest to God thought about that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of companies that'll do that for you.
But you know what? I'm happy giving it to Goodwill. It's just taking me, like, I take it out of the storage room and it goes into this other room, and now it's kind of in purgatory in this other room. Mm-hmm. Eventually it will be released.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah. Baby steps.
It'll happen when the time is right.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. What do you wish you'd known sooner?
That you existed. Like, in my more formative, you know, accumulating years. Well, I'm still accumulating, let's just be honest. You know, we live in a 3,000 square foot house, and My husband once told me, he's like, I'm going to implement the rule. You bring something in, you take something out.
Yes. Then he's just not home and we bring it in and see how that rule works really well for us.
Yeah. You're so silly. But you do fill the space that you live in. It's really
you
weird.
Do. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I could go less than 3,000 square feet.
Harrison, the cat, takes up a lot of space.
He does.
Those cat toys take up a lot of space.
He has three cat beds and three litter boxes.
Well, of course, 3,000 square feet. He has to take naps everywhere. He can't walk that far.
Right.
But you work from home. Does your husband also work from home?
No, thank goodness.
No. But you got to take that into account as well. Like, I finally got promoted to Abby's old bedroom, but I, until like a year ago, was still in my bedroom. Really, not even.
Yeah.
So 7 years.
I like what's behind you. I'm liking what I see.
Yes. I'm in Abby's old bedroom, but still I don't have an office. We don't even have a home office in this house. I would like that.
This is what happens. You know, I live in a 4-bedroom home and one of them's an office. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have kids.
So you're in your house most of the day. So you're using it as an office and as a home.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Tax write-off. Yep. And I tried the co-working thing. Like I was going to, you know, Minneapolis, and I was doing the co-working thing, you know, cause I thought, I need to be around people. And,
yes.
You know, I'm owning my business. And then I realized that's dumb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't need that. So
I almost rented an office also. And I was like, why? I do videos and I type on the computer. I don't need another office for that.
Yeah.
And then there's the commute.
Right.
Which is wasted time. I'm like, that's not productive. I need to respond to email.
Right.
So what's your next step?
You know, so I was telling you, I upgraded my office system. I'll tell the podcast listeners. So
yes,
I
had like the
old old lateral file, two drawer, big lateral mm-hmm. file, just ugly as sin, in my office here. And, you know, I've been kind of upgrading and updating things in this house, and that was one of them that needed to go. And I thought, oh, I could chalk paint it, make it all shabby chic. And then after listening to you, I'm like, number one, I don't need all this lateral file space. Mm-hmm. I can probably put it in binders and I can probably shred it. And number two, I can get something that can really store something other than lateral files. So I actually called up California Closets because I love them so much. They did all of my closets in my house.
Yep.
And, yeah, I had them come out and create a custom credenza.
How fun is that?
It was really nice because I could, you know, we measured the exact space. I'm tall. So she's like, let's make, you know, I'm 6 feet tall. So she's like, let's make this credenza a little mm-hmm. bit taller for you. And my printer's sitting on it. My box, my Sunday basket is sitting on it. So and then I wanted lockable drawers, which was really difficult to find in the world, a lateral file with lockable drawers. Mm.
Yeah, it's true.
So, and they were able to do, and then I have plug-in and I can plug in and charge all my electronics. I mean, and it was $1,000. I know people are like, oh my God, girl, if you want something right and you want it custom for you and for your space, just do it. Just don't go to IKEA. Don't go to Walmart. Just spend the money. You've spent $1,000 on way worse things. Trust me.
Well, and I think you cannot do that and get that custom piece without having already decluttered and organized your office. Because like you said, I don't need all those lateral files. I have binders. You do need some files
yep.
in addition to the binders for your business. And so you got down and you decluttered how much you didn't need to find out how much do you actually need. And yeah. then you got a custom piece. So a custom piece is just increasing productivity. Like I'm leveling my wardrobe because now I know I tried the Nordstrom's thing. That was wrong. And so now White House Black Market can just have hashtag all my money. I'm just going to the one store and they could just have it all. And now I realize that if I go to the one farther away, they have a bigger selection.
Nice.
I just go in there. They treat me like a princess and I walk out 90 minutes later.
They're super sweet.
Lots of bags. Yeah. And again, I think the last time I went in was $1,000. It's ridiculous. I know. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
No,
but I feel great. Yeah. I feel great. And so we're not saying you have to spend $1,000, but once you have decluttered your closet, which I've done like 9 times, mm-hmm. and you don't have anything in there anymore that you don't want to wear, when you go and you buy $1,000 worth of clothes and you put it in your closet and you still love everything that's in there, that you may never have had that feeling before. Because we used to buy because maybe this will work, or maybe it'll make that work, and really half the stuff in there we don't even like.
Right. It makes you feel so good. It really does.
Cluttering and organizing first. Yeah. And then increasing productivity is finding the thing that works for you. Yep. My curvy body works at White House Black Market. If you have all the curves, the belly and the other two, you can't get clothes at White House Black Market and you're going to look adorable because clearly I'm not going on a diet. This is just going to be my body. I've just decided this is just it. I'm done. We're moving on.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Those onion rings are amazing. I don't know why you should ever try and give them up.
Because I'm getting them after this. I'm calling Greg and telling him that's what we're having for dinner. I don't eat them every day, but I also don't not eat them more than one time a week. I don't eat them every day, though.
Hey, girl, if you wanted to, go ahead. Seriously.
So, last question. What advice would you give to somebody who is just starting out?
You know, I feel like it's been a common theme in the podcast, but I'm just like, just be yourself and know your own personality. I mean, don't lie to yourself. And some of, you know, in our 20s and 30s, we lied to ourselves quite a bit. because we thought we were something else. And, you know, in your heart of hearts, you know your personality, and you know your limitations, but you also know how to work around it. Like, you are your own solution. Like, right. You can make it work.
Yeah.
If I can do it, anyone else can do it. And the last thing I want to say is just put down the Instagrams and just go and do it. Like, just,
but still follow me.
But follow Lisa.
Oh, I'll give you grace and encouragement and motivation. But right. I do agree. Like, I'm kind of addicted to Instagram. Like, whenever I'm done with an email, I'm like, oh, maybe I should check Instagram. So I made this rule for myself. I haven't always followed it, but the rule is, if I want to look at Instagram, I should post on Instagram.
Oh, ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, then you're going to look at it a lot less, because I'm like, I don't really have anything to say. But I do check it first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Yeah.
And then usually twice during the day. But I used to check it like constantly.
Yeah. It's addicting. They say it's the same part of your brain that's addicted to sugar and like drugs or whatever. Like, it's very addicting, but you have to start reframing your brain and going,
yeah,
what else could I be doing? Like, I'm actually trying to learn French right now. And I know, I did it many years ago and I actually got up to a good level. But I'm like, it's been a long time dream of mine. And I put down the Instagram and study French. Like,
yes, yes. So yeah. Or whatever your thing is, you know, whatever your thing is. And then just give it a certain time of day.
Yep.
Michelle, this has been so great. Thank you so much.
I hope they can hear us through all of our laughing.
I know. Well, we're having fun getting organized.
That's right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.